Hey, it's a great day, and you're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Beth Ann. Here we go.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So today on the podcast, I'm going to talk about 4 Facebook strategies that are going to increase engagement and create a fun, vibrant community on your business's Facebook page. So Cody touched on this a lot yesterday in episode 4 about being active on Facebook and really how Facebook is the main way that she attracts new customers, attracts new coaches, and gets the word out about her business as a Beachbody coach. And we are finding that Facebook is really a great way to grow your business. So I have 4 tips for you today. The first one I learned from a young female entrepreneur's episode. This was episode 96, where they interviewed the creator of Horse Feathers Gifts. And what Horse Feathers Gifts does that really provides for a lot of engagement and activity on their Facebook page is they give things away. And in a future episode, you'll actually hear from another one of our brilliant moms, Rachel Brenke, and she utilizes the same strategy. So the point here being, what you can do is offer something as a giveaway, but Facebook doesn't let you create a giveaway and require the participants to like or to share your post in order to be entered into the contest. That's against their rules. But the one thing you can do to create engagement is, for example, this is what Horse Feathers Gifts does, is they'll post an item from their shop, maybe a necklace or, you know, just a picture of a new product that they have. But then they'll say, "What's your favorite product from our store? Comment below, and if you're chosen, you'll win that item." So it's really a genius strategy for a few reasons. One being that people are then forced to head over to their website, take a look at their shop. And number 2, people have to comment on the post to be entered into the giveaway. The more people that are commenting on your posts and engaging, Facebook recognizes that and says, okay, this is something people are interested in. So their edge rank system decides to then send that post out into the newsfeed to reach more people. So giving things away can really be a great strategy. The second tip is that you want to create posts that are a fill-in-the-blank style. Again, what this does is provide for tons of comments on that particular post. So I learned this from the Social Media Social Hour podcast. This episode actually aired a while ago on September 5th, but I'm finding that this strategy is still working really well. So on this episode, Josh Parkinson from Post Planner, which is a tool you can use to schedule your Facebook posts in advance, just to make sure you're staying on top of things and posting multiple times a day. So they obviously are working with a lot of companies, so they're able to see what posts perform the best. And he said that posing a simple fill-in-the-blank statement, such as, "If I had 5 extra hours in my day, I would," and then just leave a blank and wait for your audience to fill in their answers. He said that your mind just kind of automatically starts thinking about your answer to that question, and then you just kind of want to type it right in. The great thing about this is, number 1, you don't need to have a picture on this post in order for it to get noticed. So a simple quick text post, I mean, it literally takes a minute of your time to create this. Number 2, what I love about it is you get to learn so much about your audience and you really get to know them. And we've only been on Facebook for under a week now with our Brilliant Business Moms page. By the way, go check it out, facebook.com/brilliantbusinessmoms. Shameless plug there. But we've been utilizing this strategy every night and I love it. It is so much fun. Some examples of questions or fill in the blanks that we've posed are, "The blog I read most writes about," and then people were filling in all sorts of answers like photography or parenting or homeschooling. It was just so fun to get to know our fans in a more personal way. Another question that I posed was, "My favorite thing to do with my kids is," And again, it was just so fun to see everyone's different personalities and the things that they are treasuring most about time with their kids. So we are obviously a page that is dedicated to moms and business. So posts that have to do with family life and kids, they're really great for us. And we love getting to know our fans in this way. So that's tip number two. Tip number three, which Cody Hickton shared on episode 4, is be consistent. Cody said her goal is to post 3 to 5 times a day on Facebook. And this would be, you know, posts that have to do with her business. I guess I shouldn't say that because it could be business stuff, but also personal things, because you do want your audience to get to know you as well. But being consistent really matters, because Facebook's edge rank system is going to look at that as well and see if you're an active user. I guess, you know, just the more active you are, there's more opportunities to your fans to then notice that you posted something and engage. And so then the more engaged your fans are, the more Facebook will send your post out into the newsfeed in the future. And Post Planner is actually a great tool to help you create that consistency, because you can schedule those posts in advance and not be chained to your computer. I must admit, we haven't signed up for Post Planner yet, but it's definitely something I'd love to try in the future. And if I do, you all will be the first to know all about it. The last tip is just to be real. You want your audience to get to know you. You're not a talking head. You're a real person. As much as you want to get to know them, you want them to get to know you as well. So post something that's going on in your life, or post a struggle. One thing I noticed that Cody loves to do is post her sweaty post-workout pictures. And I love these because, number one, Cody is real in the sense that she lives the life. She lives an authentic life. You know, she's promoting being healthy, being active, and you'll see her post-workout videos all the time on Facebook. So she's clearly living out that healthy lifestyle. But number two, it shows the rest of us that she's not perfect. She doesn't have to do a photo shoot and wait for those photos to post on Facebook. She doesn't mind posting those sweaty, exhausted photos. And I think that's really great. Rachel Brenke, who you'll hear on a future episode of our show, also talks about the importance of being real. She said that when she started her business, everyone told her, don't talk about being a mom. You want to be professional. Just don't let people know about that because it's a hindrance. And she said, absolutely not. She said, I am a mom and that it's a really important part of my life. So of course I want my audience to know that I'm a mom. Of course I want to share that with them. And because of that, she connects with people. She connects with other moms. So to sum up, we've got 4 great tips that will help you create a really fun, a really active group on Facebook. And I have to say, by implementing these, we're already creating a great community at Brilliant Business Moms, and I'm loving it. So here are the 4 tips again. Give things away. 2, pose fill-in-the-blank questions for your audience to answer. 3, be consistent. And 4, be real. Well, that wraps up our show today. Now it's your turn to go out there and be brilliant. Oh, and I don't want you to forget, please leave us a review if you're loving our show. We would so appreciate it. We've got a video on our website that'll walk you through all the steps if you need any help. You can find that at brilliantbusinessmoms.com. Thanks, guys. Catch you later.